Welcome to our exciting session today. We're at Black Iris Studios and I have an amazing guest today, and she is just such an enthusiastic and positive person. She is a nutritionist. She has studied and taught at the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition. She's a personal trainer, has done many different modalities of study. She has developed from being a professional athlete, an ice skater, figure skater, professional dance, international fitness championships. She's also, in her adulthood, done some things like ultra distance eco adventures, like 3-day races. I can't even imagine, but there you go. It's just the kind of person she is. Plus, surf yoga retreats that have healing elements. Unbelievable. Plus, global trekking. Just an amazing resource here. She blends Eastern medicine and careful interpretation of modern science, plus a lot about intuition and just looking at what's really human and what's really present. So she's so passionate for healthy living and eating, and really believes in an evolving and dynamic plan for our best lives. So it is with great pleasure that I introduce to you today, Judy Chambers. Thank you so much for being here, Judy.
Thank you, Esther. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yay! So, and I understand the title of your talk is, and listen to this, The Contagion Dilemma, Simple Hacks to Feel Better Today. What an awesome topic.
Yes, I mean, we're in a very interesting and compelling time.
We sure are.
And I think at this point, people are so overwhelmed, stressed out, fed up with the limitations on their freedoms, their ability to even go grocery shopping, contact with loved ones, being able to go out in nature, not as much as the end, working from home, kids going to school from home. So I really would like to focus on the fundamentals and things that we do have the ability to impact and influence. And that is our terrain, like our environment, our internal environment. And that is profoundly impacted by our external environment and what's going on our planet right now. But there are simple things that we can do that can change our life and change how we feel in literally 5 minutes. In 5 minutes.
But there's got to be a background to this.
Yeah. Well, if we go back and we look at the roots of dysfunction, it all begins in the soil. All life begins and ends in the soil.
Yes.
So if we go back to our soil, how we grow and nourish our food, or lack thereof sometimes, how we process it, and how then we package it and we market it, how it's been marketed to us as healthy because it says on the package they've added vitamins and minerals. So is that what our bodies really need, our cells need?
Right.
So if we look back at the soil and what's essential to the plants, it's microbes and minerals. Without that, they can't survive. They can't thrive. So our soil has been so depleted as a result of industrial agriculture, erosion.
What does that mean, industrial agriculture?
So industrial agriculture today means that there's literally 20 companies on the planet that control the vast majority of our food production, our commodity crops.
Wow.
Commodity crops are the big five or six.
Such as?
We would look at wheat, corn, soy, canola. So the fifth, I mean, we can postulate there's other ones, but the big ones are going to be the wheat, the canola, the corn, and the soy.
And probably sugar.
And sugar. So and that's coming from the high fructose corn syrup. So that's another corn derivative. But as a result of that, so you're growing a modified seed, an engineered seed, in soil that's being plied with pesticides and fertilizers. Industrial. These are very toxic chemicals. So the life that is supposed to exist in our topsoil or our hummus, not our hummus. It's not a dip. It's essential that you have those microbes and minerals, that life in our soil, our external soil, in order to support our cells and the human body. So it supports, it feeds it to the plants. And what do we consume? Those plants.
Right.
So that is a, has a direct impact on our own health, well-being, and our immune system.
So in the conversation with people, I've had many conversations with people in my life about organics and about buying the best quality of food we can at any given time, given our budgets and our price points. I know that there are lots of families struggling. People have lost their jobs. The world has changed. How do we navigate that? Knowing the conversation about soil and what you're saying, because many, many people are saying this, we have to return to the roots and the soil.
All the time.
So how do we balance? I know we're going to get into other topics later, but price point.
Fresh.
Local.
Seasonal.
Right. So if you can't get organic,
if you can't get organic, try and choose something fresh, frozen, or freeze-dried.
Okay.
Because there's still tremendous nutritional value in frozen food, and that, for a lot of people, is more cost-effective. Plus, it won't spoil if it's in your freezer.
Right.
So you can use it as you need it, as opposed to worrying about, like, your romaine lettuce spoiling in 3 days. And you're thinking, I just spent $8 on that head of lettuce, and it's I couldn't afford that, but I bought it, and now it's shriveled up.
Right.
So fresh, frozen, freeze dried. So if you're going fresh, local, we have the lowest level of pesticide use in all of Canada, right here in BC.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's a step you can take. And what we do have access to is our own backyards or a windowsill. So I know a lot of my clients and friends, what they started doing is they started a window box, and I literally drop little sprigs of these so people can grow their own rosemary off at their house. You just put this in water, it's going to sprout some roots, and you can have your own rosemary plant. So that's something fresh and local, and that you can use whenever you need it. So you can use it just to breathe, because you're taking in the essential oils off of the needles, which supports your mucous membranes, your frontline defenses, just in your nose. You can cook with it. It's delicious on roasted potatoes or roasted root vegetables.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah. And
tell us, you were telling me a story earlier about working with kids and rosemary. Do tell us.
So I volunteered with Sprouting Chefs, and we would go into the schools with school-aged children anywhere between the age of 8 and 12 years old. And we would help them set up garden boxes at the school and grow some of their own food. And then we would go back when the food had matured, and we would teach them what to do with it. So we'd make hummus and we incorporate in the hummus things like their yams or their carrots that they've grown. So I work with the kids on herb lessons. So with children, you think, like, how interesting can an herb be? Well, you have to get creative. So what I had them doing was doing that very thing I just showed you, was rubbing the needles and taking the essential oils off the needles and then just rubbing it in their noses. So
we can rub our noses here, folks.
Yeah. So it was during cold and flu season back then, regardless of what's going on now. And so I just said, well, you know, just simply doing that. And I noticed you have a rosemary bush, a huge one outside the school. If you just start utilizing that on your way into school, that'll help protect you. I said, it's also really good for memory, so it'll make you smarter. So a few weeks had passed.
I think we can all use that now.
I know. Just clarity of mind.
Yes.
If nothing else, it forces you to take a deep breath. Because when you have to smell your food, a lot of times it's, you suggest to people, like, oh, you'd feel more calm and less stressed if you just did some deep breathing, you know, meditation, yoga, things like that. That seems like a big commitment or would take a lot of willpower to put in a new habit.
Right.
But if we just started smelling our food, that's a form of deep breathing.
Right. We can even do that now.
We can do that right now. And we're able to calm ourselves down, but also support our bodies.
It's like awesome. Our health.
So the kids started doing this before they would write exams. And this one of the teachers reported back. She said, the kids have embraced this and they do this all the time.
That's so great.
So yeah. So we can really do it powerful. Too. Yeah. So it was really powerful. So it is something as simple as you think of that being expensive, but rosemary, you know, you can buy the seeds and grow them from seed, or you can buy a small little plant and they're a couple of dollars, and then you'd have, and it survives year round. It loves frost.
Yes.
So you would have rosemary in your window box right outside your door or on your windowsill for year round.
That's awesome.
So it's going to cost you $3 and you have it, and they grow in huge bushes. So
yes,
you would
have
it for
one
a long
outside
time.
In our garden, and it's lovely. Yeah.
Which is so great. I mean, I have access to the basil in the summer, but it's just in the summer, right? So you have, that's beautiful to smell and peppery, but you can also just stick a sprig into your water and it infuses the water. It tastes delicious. Or you can make this lovely pesto, which I made. And I used a fermented food to make it. I used miso instead of Parmesan because they're both salty. But then you're getting the benefit of the probiotic bacteria in the culture of the miso.
So. Can't wait to try it.
And it has greens in it.
Yay!
Yeah.
Win-win.
Yeah. So things that we can really simply embrace right here, right now with live food, supporting our own soil.
Right.
Think like supports like.
Right.
So outer soil, inner soil. We want to support and nourish that, because I really see that's what's going on right now. In Eastern medicine, they've classically had this in their system. They look at assessing the individual based on patterns of imbalance. And it's looking at the body as being a living system, and we're merely managing weather patterns.
Right.
Yeah. Jetta Boughton is like, she's a TCM doctor that I've worked with a lot, and
she's fabulous.
Wonderful with her analogies and metaphors about, it's literally just, you know, rivers and streams, and you've got turbulence in your atmosphere, and those are the things that create imbalance. But, you know, if we're looking at the basics as far as managing and supporting the human body, it just comes down to deficiencies and or toxicity. Those are the two things that I see going on globally, and time again with the other scientists and the other doctors that I work with and follow, they've identified this global crisis in malnourishment and toxicity.
Right.
So,
and you mentioned a little bit about the agricultural industry, but is it related to that? Can you give us another example or two just about what's going on in the industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was a big part of my background, and many of my mentors were heavily involved in assessing and analyzing and holding accountable the food industry, because beyond the agricultural piece of it, the food manufacturing has literally taken food and stripped it down and added cosmetic flavorings and textures and substances that we've never been exposed to before on the planet that have profound impact on our health. So it needs to be addressed as far as what are those things that are profoundly impacting us. And it would go back to the soil and the lack of the key nutrients.
And but why is the soil? I mean, the soil is the soil. Why? How is that? How are the nutrients being depleted? Maybe give a story around that.
So those commodity crops, because you're not rotating crops any longer, and you're not using the naturally occurring compost that we traditionally use, like animal manure, seaweeds, and such. We use nature to support nature. We no longer do that. We apply our agenda onto the soil.
Wow.
And there's significant consequences to our air, our water, and our soil. And those, all three of those, are impacting our health.
Right.
Sure.
So when you say the monocrops, you refer to the big five. And so they're just growing massive fields of these
they
things,
don't rotate
taking over
them.
The small farms that did multiple crops. And that's impacting directly, because most of us aren't connected to the soil. We're not connected to crops. We just go to the store and expect, in this part of the world, we are so fortunate in that regard. We just go to a store and get what we want. But if we take a step back from that and look at what you're talking about in this discussion, say there's so much more than just picking the cheapest thing that looks the best on the shelf or in the fridge.
That's right. Yeah. No, so when I was teaching at the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition, I taught environmental nutrition, and I, for myself, I always have to keep it interesting. So one of the exercises that I integrated with my students was one day I took in commercially raised tomatoes and organically raised tomatoes.
Organically raised tomatoes from a garden near you.
Yeah, and I wanted to see if they actually could, just by smelling them, looking at them and touching them, whether they could tell the difference between the two. And they actually could. 100% success rate. They all absolutely knew which one was commercial and which one was locally, organically grown.
And you can taste. You can taste too. The smell is the first one. You can taste the difference. If you taste them side by side, the texture, the flavor, generally the color.
Yeah.
Although sometimes the colors are engineered.
It's that healthy living dirt. I mean, one of the pediatric doctors that I lectured with for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, I had failed to look at the other presenters the day I was asked to present. Mm-hmm. So I just went off on my own tangent and talked about nutrient inhibitors and good quality soil and healing the gut and all of that. And the benefits of probiotic bacteria in our soil and all of that. And I sat down and I thought, oh my goodness, I never took the time to find out more about these doctors. Maybe I've crossed a line. Maybe I went, it's a bridge too far. And I sat there, I held my breath for a moment, and he stood up and he started speaking. He said, I absolutely applaud what you just said, because we're expecting, I know, a big relief. We're expecting our first child, and the first thing I'm going to do with that baby is stick it into the dirt. I'm going to have him eat some dirt, because that is the best way to populate a child's gut.
Oh, vitamin B12, it's in the dirt.
B12, but the beneficial bacteria.
That's amazing.
Like you only get that from the dirt. So populations that have that living soil, and they grow their crops in that living soil, and they're not using industrial chemicals, they get all the benefit. They get those microbes and they get the minerals.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and the vitamins, obviously.
Awesome. And I know one of the things you like to talk about is the microbiome. And we're hearing that word so often.
Yeah.
What is a microbiome and how does it relate to what you're just talking about now?
Yeah. It's the microscopic environment that lives in the dirt. It's around us. It's inside of us. It lines all of our mucous membranes. And it really is the intelligence in our body, because we have more bacteria than human cells.
Wow.
So where do the bugs end and we begin? Like there's more bacteria in the human body than there are human cells.
So 100 trillion cells is, you know, many people say is what we're made up of. So you're saying 500 billion of those are bacteria.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like at least 60% of our immune system resides in the gut, in the microbiome. But it lines literally all the surfaces of our skin, all of our mucous membranes. But our mucous membranes are the key here. Because
so mucous membranes in our nose,
in our eyes, in our throat, all through our digestive tract. That's where all the magic happens. So that's where our outer world meets our inner world, right? It's the interface. And those bacteria communicate with every cell in our body. So it truly is the intelligence that directs and communicates and responds. So the two things with our immune system that are imperative to understand is that when our immune system is in balance, our human body is in balance, we want the immune system or our frontline defenses in those mucous membranes to activate, but to respond appropriately. And what we're seeing right now in the situation we are in on the planet is that our bodies globally, our planet, the microbiome of the planet is so degraded and dysfunctional that it's overreacting. And that's what's causing, in a small percentage of the population, but it's significant planetary wise, that have a severe reaction to being exposed to whatever is impacting us. Could be pollution, it could be germs, it could be whatever, but so that it activates appropriately and doesn't over inflame or over respond, because that's what causes the damage to the cells, and they literally start leaking. So it's like a leaky boat, and the fluids start filling, the inflammation starts filling our lungs, our heart, and our kidneys, and that's when we end up in dire straits.
So back to what do we do about this? Well, how do we navigate this? Yes, go back to food. Okay, so bring it on.
Yeah, so going back to one live food a day, if you can incorporate one live food a day.
How much? How much?
Like a forkful. There is...
That's a good place to start.
In one forkful of sauerkraut, there are more potency, more beneficial probiotic bacteria than an entire bottle of probiotic supplements. An entire bottle. Because you're getting the correct diversity and concentration. It's a live food. Like supports like. This is microbiome food.
So would this be a live food?
It's a live food, but you're going to get benefit from that. Yes. Absolutely. Vitamins, minerals, there's going to be live enzymes. And that you're going to get the beneficial bacteria on the skin of the tomato because it came from healthy dirt.
Right.
So eat some of that dirt.
Right. So don't wash it all off.
The fermented foods or a live food, absolutely. Life supports life.
Okay.
So we're looking at potency because we are really, really malnourished globally. The more potency, the better. So these are what we call whole food complexes instead of supplements. So absolutely great to just look at a live food. But you want to, if you want to add in extra potency, you go for fermented food. Absolutely, just like one live food.
One tablespoon a day, fresh,
frozen, or freeze-dried. Fantastic. It gives you options no matter where you are. Because I know a lot of people just don't have access. You look at those far northern locations and small little towns. I've worked with people in small little towns all over the planet and like via Skype and such. And they're like, but I can't access anything fresh. Or the fresh foods they can access are going to be potatoes.
Right.
Maybe some yams, some onions, some garlic. That's good enough.
Whatever you got.
Like garlic is super potent. Right. Super, super potent. The sulfur in it and all of that. So good for your detoxification pathways and the phytonutrients that are in garlic and onions. Super potent for your immune system.
Awesome. And can you talk, you've got a sea salt here and some grass-fed butter. And as we're wrapping up here.
The three Fs I focus on for my people, as far as, foundational nutrients would be fermented foods, foliage, something that's green, a land or sea vegetable, and functional fats. So the fermented foods, you can go with something as simple as a capful, fill the cap on the bottle, from the bottle, put it in some water, start your day every day with some apple cider vinegar. So fermented food, great for digestion, detoxification, but it doesn't need to be in the fridge. You can travel with it anywhere. I have lots of people that they take this no matter where they go. They have one at the office, one in their car, one in their gym bag. And it's just easy. It's super easy and potent. Then from there, we look at foliage. So land and or sea vegetables. Lots of greens. But the key for concentration for minerals would be sea salt. So I look at sea salt because it contains all of the minerals that are present in the human plasma. So outer fluids, inner fluids, outer ocean, inner ocean. So we've got 82 different minerals, The ratios are identical. So it supports every single function in the body from electrical transmission to digestion, detoxification, bone density, all of that. So very good for hydration.
And how much salt a day? Because
and with sea salt, this is very different than table salt. Table salt is actually a poison. This is medicine. It's quite literally medicine. So this will not raise blood pressure. It actually will balance blood pressure. So this is an essential fluid. So a teaspoon and a half a day.
Okay, fantastic.
Minimum.
Okay.
Because I use this, I literally just grab it with my fingers, throw it into my water bottle. I put sea salt in my water bottle every single day.
Hmm.
So another way to easily integrate it besides using it as a condiment when for seasoning and cooking and such. So really important.
Great. And then we have some grass-fed butter.
Briefly. So saturated fats are integrated into the membranes of our cells. Our cells are the membranes on our cells. Again, the intelligent functional mm-hmm. part of our cells mm-hmm. that allows us to take in nutrients, expel waste, and protects us from electromagnetic radiation. So creates like a rubber tube around our cells. We have nice plump cell membranes. Very, very important. It's also a form, if you think of it as vitamin D, because vitamin D is a sunshine vitamin. I think of anything that looks like the sun or is yellow like the sun, source of vitamin D. You're going to get calcium, magnesium, B12, B6, all of those things. But really good source of saturated fat and vitamin D, which is essential for your immune system. Because a recent study has just come out saying that it plays a huge role in modulating your immune system.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And people love butter. I happen to be vegan, so I don't eat butter anymore. So I do a lot of coconut oil.
Yeah, coconut oil. But the other thing you can use, which they use in Ayurveda, is ghee, which is clarified butter. So you're still getting the best part of it without the milk solids. So there's no animal products in there and very nourishing. So that is an alternative for some of the vegans that we work with.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we're wrapping up here. Judy, this has been a fascinating conversation. Thank you for that. So what's a thought that you would like to leave our audience with today?
I think that even though during these times it's been incredibly stressful for people, it also has forced us to slow down. Even if it's uncomfortable, it's forced us to slow down. So just slowing down, taking a deep breath and connecting mm-hmm. with each other, with ourselves, with our food. And that simply can be done through the resonance of breath. So I think a lot of times we get so caught up in our lives and we're so busy. I don't have time to slow down.
Yes.
And I'm just as guilty of that. I have so much to do. But it really, that's the one takeaway for me. It has allowed me to, it's not forced me to, it's allowed me to slow down and just even mm-hmm. taking that time to, like, my breathing has been come to smelling my food because I'm so grateful for my little mini herb garden in my planter boxes.
Yes.
But it's allowed me to go outside and just go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'd be wrapped up in. I have so many things to do. You know, I'm caring for an elderly mother as well. It's like a lot of people find mm-hmm. themselves mm-hmm. in that position with kids and loved ones. But it has allowed me to slow down. And then I've shared that with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I find myself dropping off herbs or sharing a little bit of pesto with my neighbors.
That's awesome.
Taking things over for their dogs.
<That's>
dropping
great.
Things off for my mom. And I'm grateful for that. And I think if we're able to just slow down a little bit and find that resonance, we're going to find a little more peace.
Fantastic.
We're really stressed these
we
times.
We need
a little
this.
More peace.
Yeah.
A little more peace.
Great words to end on. Thank you, Judy.
Oh, you're welcome.
And for those of you watching, Judy's website is called dynamicbynature.com. If you want to reach Judy, it's info@dynamicbynature.com. She has cookbooks, she has articles, shopping guides, blogs, products for sale, nutrition consultations, fitness consultations.
And I'm going to be creating groups for people to connect. So I
Fantastic.
Want people to be able to connect and find simple ways to, even if it's just cooking together or sharing together, like this
Wonderful.
Is what I'm struggling with and resources and
Awesome.
Just even moral support. So I'm looking to create those as well. So people,
Fantastic.
It'll probably be virtually for the time being via Zoom and such. But I really, I've always found that valuable when I taught cooking classes and created group environments where people connect.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us at Mind Myself
thank
today
you.
And Black Iris Studios. That's where we're recording.
Thank you.
So
Esther.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks
so
for
grateful.
Being here.
Thank you so much.